Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
So good to be back again, and may God's peace be with you.
很高兴与大家再次见面，愿神的平安与你同在。
This morning, I want us to look at the famous story, Bible story, the story of the Red Sea.
今天我们想一起来看一个很有名的圣经里的一个故事，就是红海时刻。
This is a story that many of us know.
很多人可能都已经知道这个故事。
It's a story where God's people had just been delivered out of Egypt.
这个故事是神的群众刚刚神的百姓刚刚从埃及出来。
But on their way to the promised land, they found themselves sandwiched, between the Egyptian army and the Red Sea.
在他们去应许之地的路上，他们发现自己被夹在了法老的这个军队和红海之间。
They were trapped. They were boxed in.
他们就陷在那里。
They had nowhere to go.
没有地方可去。
Now all of us here, we all have Red Sea moments in our lives.
我们所有人在这里，所有人在我们生命中都可能有这么一个红海时刻。
Where we find ourselves trapped and stuck.
发现我们自己被卡在那里。
Where we have no control over the situation that we're facing.
我们对我们要面对的这个情景也没有任何的掌控。
It could be a strained relationship with a friend.
这有可能是我们和朋友之间一个很紧张的一个关系。
It could be a difficult relationship with a loved one.
也可能是与我们所爱的人之间一个很艰难的一个关系。
It could be a health condition that the doctor does not know what to do to help you.
也可能是一个健康方面的问题，但是医生没有办法来帮助我们。
It could be dealing with a wayward child in your life.
也可能是要面对一个
a lost prodigal son.
一个不悖逆的儿子。
Or it could be taking care of an aging parent.
也可能是在照顾一个年长的父亲。
All of us have resting moments in our lives where we do not know what to do.
我们每个人在我们生活中都有这种红海的时刻。
但
我们就不知道该做。
We feel so helpless. We feel like we have no control.
我们觉得没有盼望，我们不知道没有掌控。
Well, let's see what faith lessons God has for us through the account of the Red Sea.
我们今天就来看一看神通过这个圣经里这个红海的故事来教我们一个什么样的功课。
Let's read today's passage, Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 to 14.
我们大家一起来看一段圣经，就是出埃及记14章10到14节。
Let's read first in English and then in Chinese.
我们先用英文读，再用中文。
Verse 10, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians.Marching after them, they were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians,than to die in the desert. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
好，我们中文一起。法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见，就害怕。向耶和华哀求，难道从埃及领出来呢？我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搅扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了。 耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
May God bless reading of His word.
愿神祝福读他话语的人。
Here's the outline for today's sermon. At the Red Sea moment in our lives, our faith is revealed.
下面就是今天我们要讲的提纲。在我们面对红海时刻的时候，我们的信心就被显露出来。
In our Red Sea moments, God wants us to learn to trust in His sovereignty.
在红海时刻，神想让我们学习来信靠他的主权。
The story of Red Sea gives us the analogy of salvation.
这红海的故事也给我们一个救恩的比喻。
Let's look at number one, our faith.
第一个就是我们的信心。
Let's see how the Bible defines faith.
我们来看圣经里面是怎样定义信心。
Let's read together. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Let's read together. We live by faith and not by sight.
因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Do you see how our God wants us to live, His people to live not by what we see?
大家可能能感觉到神想让他的百姓，就是我们，来活着不是凭着眼见。
Meaning, God does not want us to focus on our circumstances.
意思就是说神不想让我们只是注重我们周遭的环境。
Not allowing our trials and difficulties to make us doubt God.
不让我们所经历的试炼困难让我们来怀疑神。
But no matter what we're going through, God wants us to believe in Him, to trust in Him.
不管我们经历什么，神想让我们来信靠他。
That He is God and He is in control.
他是神。他在掌管一切。
See, that is how the Bible defines faith.
这就是圣经里面怎样来定义这个信。
So let's look at the Israelites' faith when they approached the Red Sea.
下面让我们来看一下，在这个以色列人在临近红海的时候，他们的信心是怎么样的。
Let's see what they say.
我们看一下他们怎么说。
Was it because there was no graves in Egypt?That you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert.
好，十一十二节，他们对摩西说，难道在埃及没有坟地？你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样待我们？将我们从埃及领出来呢？我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搅扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。
Now let's be reminded, okay, just a moment ago, just when they were delivered out of Egypt, they were dancing, they were singing, they were praising God.
还记不记得就在不久之前，在他们从埃及领出来的时候，他们在那里又跳。又唱，然后他们在赞美神。
They say, God, you are an awesome God.
他们说，神啊，你是太伟大了。
You are number one.
你是那第一位的。
You are the best.
你最好。
But as soon as something went wrong,
但一旦有些事情出了问题。
God, what's the matter with you?
他们说，神到底出什么问题了？
You are terrible.
你太糟糕了。
They cursed God, they denied God.
他们咒骂神，他们否定神。
See the Red Sea account, their encounter with Red Sea only revealed their lack of faith in God.
看他们在红海的遭遇，就显露了他们对神的这个缺乏这个信心。
That their faith was based on their circumstances.
他们的信心是完全建立在他们周围的环境上。
Oh, they praised God when life was good.
在生活好的时候，他们就赞美神。
But they denied God when life was not going well.
但当生活不好的时候，有困难的时候，他们就拒绝了神。
See, that's what we don't want to be.
这不是我们想成的样子。
These are bad examples for us.
这对我们是一个不好的例子。
But there's also examples in the Bible that's the opposite of this.
但是在圣经里面又和这完全相反的例子。
People who did not allow their circumstances to determine their faith.
人们不用他们周遭的环境来决定他们的信心。
But instead, in the midst of difficult times, they declare their faith in God.
相反，在困难当中，他们宣告了他们对神的信心。
Now I'm going to give you some statements, and I want you to see, who made these statements of faith.
下面我们会给你们看一些这个信心的一些宣告宣言，大家可以看猜一下是谁说了这些话。
You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
你们原是做恶的意思，但神的意思原是好的。
Who said that?
谁说的？
Joseph. And in the midst of a very difficult time, he said, yes.It's bad. This is bad, but God meant it for good.
他经历了很多困难时刻，但是最后他说，这些的确很不好，但是神的意思原是好的。
Though he slay me, I will trust in him.
即使他杀我，我也先信靠他。
Even though I'm going through such a difficult time, I am going to continue to trust in God.
虽然我经历了这么多困难的时刻，但我仍然要信靠他。
Who said that?
谁说的？
Job, that's right.
约伯。
Alright, this next one is a little bit difficult.
下一个有点困难。
The God we serve is able to deliver us from it, but even if he does not, we will not serve your gods.
我们所侍奉的上帝能将我们救出来，既或不然，我们也绝不侍奉你的神。是谁说的？
Daniel's three friends, that's right.
是丹以理的三个朋友。
This one is my favorite.
这是我最喜欢的一个。
Even if God does not save us from this, we will continue to serve God.
即便神不能把我们从这里面救出来，我们仍然要服侍他。
For Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, hardships, persecutions, difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难逼迫困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Who said that?
谁说的？
Paul, that's right. Do you hear these people's statements of faith?
大家有没有看到这些人信心的宣言？
No matter God what we're facing and the difficulties that in our lives, we will continue to trust in you.
不管我们生活中遇见什么样的问题，什么样的困难，神，我们仍然要信靠你。
So how about us? What do the Red Sea moments in our lives reveal about our faith?
我们怎么样呢？我们生活中的红海时刻会显露我们什么样的信心呢？
Does it reveal a wishy-washy faith?
是显露出了一个摇摆不定、软弱的信心呢？
Or a solid faith?
或是一个稳固的信心。
Does it reveal a faith that's based only on circumstances?
是显露了一个信心完全依靠在环境中呢？
Or a faith that is based on God's character?
还是完全因为神他的本性。
I recently came across an article entitled, Why Are Dogs Man's Best Friend?
我最近读到一篇文章，题目是为什么狗是人最好的朋友。
And if you have ever been a dog owner, you would relate to this article.
如果你曾经养过狗的话，你可能会有些共鸣。
He said, you come in the door from a long day's work. Your dog doesn't judge you.
他说，当你完成一天的工作，回到家门，进到家门的时候，你的狗不会来论断你。
He does not care how you're dressed or if you just had a really bad day.
他不会在乎你穿成什么样子，也不在乎你是不是刚刚过了很糟糕的一天。
No matter what the situation, your dog is happy to see you.
不管怎么样，你的狗都很高兴来见到你。
You are greeted with the same enthusiasm each and every time you walk in that door.
你每次进家门的时候，那狗都是以同样的热情来欢迎你。
For a dog, every morning is Christmas morning.
对狗来说，每个早晨都像圣诞节的早晨一样。
Every walk is the best walk.
每次出去遛狗的时候都是他最好的一次。
Every meal is the best meal.
每一顿饭也都是最好的那一顿。
In the presence of a dog, somehow nothing else matters.
在狗的面前其他事情都不重要。
A dog is handing out pure love and asking nothing in return.
狗是给出了 完全的爱，但是它不要求任何的回报。
There's consistency, love, and the beauty of life at its finest.
他们的这个持续的这个一贯的这个爱实在是生命中的这个最美好的一方面。
Why are dogs so special?
为什么狗那么特别呢？
Because they are loyal.
因为他们很忠诚。
They're consistent.
他们很这个一贯，这个始终如一。
And they are faithful.
他们很忠心。
Dear brothers and sisters, let's learn to bless our master the same way. Amen.
弟兄姐妹，让我们也同样的来对待我们的主。
That our faith in him will not waver according to our circumstances.
这样我们对他的信心不会因着我们的处境而摇摆。
But that we will have a faith that is stable and consistent.
这样我们的信心就能够稳固。
That we would be faithful to our master, Jesus Christ.
这样我们就可以对我们的主是忠心的。
Amen?
Amen.
Let's look at the second point today. At the Red Sea moments of life, God wants us to trust in his sovereignty.
我们今天来看第二点，就是在这个红海的时刻，神想让我们来信靠上帝的主权。
Now, I want to show you some verses of how as God's people encounter the Red Sea, there's a pattern of what God is trying to accomplish.
我们下面再看几节经文，让我们看看神想让我们在面对这个红海时刻时候是什么样子的。
Let's see a pattern here, what God is trying to do.
我们来看看神想做什么。
And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, but I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
我要使法老的心刚硬，他要追赶他们，我便在法老和他全军身上得荣耀，埃及人就知道我是耶和华。于是以色列人这样行了。
I will harden the hearts of Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh and his chariots and his horsemen.
我要使埃及人的心刚硬，他们就跟着下去。我要在法老和他的全军、车辆、马兵上得荣耀。我在法老和他的车辆马兵上得荣耀的时候，埃及人就知道我是耶和华了。
And this is how the account of the Red Sea ended. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant.
下面就是这个红海时刻的故事怎样结束的。说当日耶和华这样拯救以色列人脱离埃及人的手，以色列人看见埃及人的死尸都在海边了，以色列人看见耶和华向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏耶和华，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
Do you see what God was trying to accomplish through the Red Sea?
大家有没有看到神在借着这个红海想成就什么呢？
He is committed to displaying his glory. Do you see that in these verses?
他就定义要彰显他的荣耀。大家有没有看到从这个圣经里面有没有看出来？
He wants the world to know something.
他想让这个世界知道。
He wants his people and the non-Christians to see one thing.
他想让他的百姓，想让这个非基督徒看到一些事情。
That he is Lord.
他是主。
That he is the Most High God.
他是那至高的神。
He is the Sovereign Lord.
他是有主权的神。
So let's look at how God accomplished, revealed his sovereignty. There are two things God did in this story.
我们来面下面来看一下神是怎样来彰显他的主权。
The first thing he did was he hardened Pharaoh's heart.
第一，他使法老的心刚硬。
Now, can we be honest? Doesn't that make you doubt, raise questions in your heart? God, how can you do that?
我们这儿会不会有一点疑问说，神是怎么来，怎么样做成的呢？
God, when you do that, Pharaoh was kind of like a puppet. That's not fair.
神当神做这样做的时候，这个法老就像个木偶一样，这好像有点不公平。
But I want to show you a few verses in the Bible that it tells us that it's Pharaoh who hardened his own heart.
当我们再看几节圣经，就可以看到，其实法老他们自己的心，让他们自己的心刚硬。
When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, "What have we done? We had let the Israelites go and have lost their services." And so they chased after the Israelites.
有人告诉埃及王说，百姓逃跑，法老和他的臣仆就向百姓变心说。我们容以色列人去，不再服侍我们，这做的是什么事呢？
Another verse. When Pharaoh saw that the rain and hail had thunder had stopped, he sinned again. He and his officials hardened their hearts.
法老见雨和暴雨雷止住，就越发犯罪，他和他的臣仆都硬着心。
Okay, so it's very clear here that it's Pharaoh who'sHarden his own heart.
所以从这些经节里面我们可以看到是法老他们自己的心自己硬着心。
So here's a question we all need to ask right now. So really, who hardened Pharaoh's heart?
所以下面就有一个问题我们大家都要来想一想是谁让法老的心变硬呢
?God?
是谁呢
?Or Pharaoh himself?
还是法老他们法老自己
?The Bible is very clear about this.
圣经里面非常清楚。
The answer,
答案是
is yes.
答案是是的。
See, it's issues like this where we are face to face with the mysteries of God.
有些时候我们就会面对神的这个奥秘。
See, this is one of those things that our mind simply cannot comprehend.
在像这样的事情，比如说我们的思维就没法来理解。
Now, there are two truths in the Bible that I want to show you here about this story.
关于这个故事呢，有两点我们想跟大家来分享。
Here are two ropes.
哦，两个绳子。
God is 100% in control.
一个是神是百分之百的掌权。
Another truth, man has free will and they are 100% responsible for their choices.
另外一个绳子就是说人因为有自由意志所以有百分之百的责任。
Now these two truths are all taught in the Bible.
这两个真理在圣经里面都教导过。
And both of them are 100% true.
这两个都是百分之百的正确。
Now think about it. If we are less than 100% responsible, and if we do not have free will, then we are less than people.
大家想一下，如果我们不是百分之百的负责任，那么我们也没有百分之百有这个自由意志，那我们就不是一个完全的人。
We are like puppets that we're just walking around, and God is just controlling every move that we make. We are not humans. We are machines. We're puppets.
我们就像木偶一样，神在那里掌控一切。我们每个动作、每个行为，神都在控制着我们。我们就不是人，而是木偶。
No, Bible says we are 100% responsible for ourselves.
但圣经里说，我们人是百分之百为我们所做的负责。
But let's look at the other rope. If God is less than 100% in control, then he is not God.
再看另外一个绳子的话，一个线的话，就是说，如果神没有100%的掌权，那他就不是一个完全的神。
But the sovereignty of God, is seen in that somewhere when these two ropes keep going up above the ceiling, we cannot see these two ropes come together as one.
但是神的主权就算这两个绳子一直往上，在某个地方。这两个在结合在一起的时候，神的主权就在那里。
Where on the one hand, God is totally in control.
所以在一方面，神是有100%的掌权。
On the other hand, we are free and totally responsible.
在另外一方面，我们是自由的，我们要完全为我们所做的负责。
My brothers and sisters, that's why He is a sovereign God.
弟兄姐妹，这就是为什么神是有他是。他是一位有主权的神。
Only a sovereign God can work out his purposes through imperfect human beings like us.
只有一个有主权的神才能够借着我们这些不完全的人来行出他的旨意。
That's why he is the most high God, and that's why he is worthy of our praise.
这是为什么他是那位至高的神，他也配得我们的敬拜。
The second thing that God did to reveal His sovereignty is this: God led them to the Red Sea.
第二点，彰显神主权的是他带领他们到红海。
Here's a map. There's Egypt and there's Canaan, the Promised Land.
所以这是一个地图，左边是埃及，右边是迦南，就是那个应许之地。
And there is a direct path from point A to point B.
从 A 到 B 有一个很直接的一条路。
But do you see how Red Sea is down there?
大家有没有看见红海在下面？
Look at this passage. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea.
看这节圣经。法老容百姓去的时候，腓力士地的道路虽近，神却不领他们往那里走，所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路。
Do you see God took them the long way? God took them on a detour.
大家有没有看见神带着他们走的那条长的一条弯路
？The Israelites had no idea where God was taking them.
以色列人他们根本不知道神是往他们往哪里带他们。
But did God know what he was doing?
但神知不知道呢？
Look at this verse.
看看这一节圣经。
God says, tell the Israelites to turn back. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert.
所以你吩咐以色列人转回，法老必说以色列人在地中绕迷了，旷野把他们困住了。
See, do you see God was in control even though the Egyptians, even though Pharaoh, they thought these people were lost?
大家没看见神是在这里掌权，即便法老和他的百姓和他的臣仆都以为以色列人是走丢了。
Now commentaries tells us that strategically speaking, this is a military disaster.
有些评论的人说，从战略的角度来看，这个是完全军事上的一个灾难。
And that's why Pharaoh was thinking, God's people, they are so lost.
所以大家可以想象，法老就这样笑着说。你看这个神的这些百姓们，他们迷路了。
But the truth was this: God was orchestrating the whole thing.
其实神在编排这一切。
God's children, they were exactly where God wanted them to be.
这个以色列的百姓就在神想让他们在的地方。
And as I was preparing for this message and studying this passage, it dawned on me this one truth that. One thing that I had never paid attention to before.
当我在预备这篇信息的时候，我突然发现了一个我以前从来没有想到过的一个问题。
In order for God's people to enter into the promised land from point A to point B, they never had to cross the Red Sea.
从埃及到迦南这个应许之地，其实神的百姓根本没有必要去过红海。
But it was God's sovereignty that He led them through the Red Sea.
是神的主权把他们带到了红海。
For one purpose.
就一个目的。
What is it?
是什么呢？
To bring glory to Himself.
带荣耀，给他自己带来荣耀。
For the purpose of making Himself known to the world.
让他的名可以被 地上的人所知道。
So that the world will see that He is the sovereign Lord.
这地上人就要知道他就是那位有主权的神。
What a reminder to all of us that when we encounter the Red Seas in our lives,
就提醒我们当我们在面对我们的红海时刻的时候，
our prayers should not be, Lord, get me out of here.
我们的祷告不应该是说神啊把我从这里带出去。
Fix my problem now.
现在就把我的问题来解决掉。
But, Lord,Let this Red Sea moment somehow bring glory to you. Amen?
我们祷告应该是说让我们的红海时刻能够来彰显神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps you are in the Red Sea right now.
弟兄姐妹也可能你现在正在红海时刻当中。
You are in a season of life where you feel like God is taking you on a detour.
你感觉到在你的生命中神把你带到了一个弯路。
You feel so helpless, you feel so lost, you feel so stuck.
你感觉你这样的没有盼望，感觉你就被卡在那里，没有盼望。
Hang in there.
就卡在那里。
Don't give up.
哦，要坚持，不要放弃。
Keep trusting God.
要一直要相信神。
Because He is Lord, He is the sovereign God.
因为他是那有主权的神。
You don't know what he's going to do.
你不知道他要在你身上做什么。
You don't know how things are going to end up.
你不知道最终的结果是什么。
But somehow God is going to glorify himself.
但是最后神要荣耀他的名。
So let's learn to pray. And let's learn to pray for ourselves. Let's learn to pray for one another.
让我们来一起来学习我们自己来祷告我们为他人祷告。
That God would grant us the faith to believe that in the resty moments in our lives, God would be glorified in and through us.
在我们面临红海时刻的时候，神的名能够借着我们能够得荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Lastly, let's look at how the Red Sea account points us to God's salvation.
我们最后来看一下这个红海的这个故事怎样和这个救恩。
In the Red Sea account, we actually see Jesus Christ.
其实在这个红海的故事里边，我们看见了耶稣。
Now, reading the Bible, the most beautiful thing is when we can read about Jesus Christ through these stories.
读圣经其实最美妙的一件事情，就是在这些故事里面能够看到耶稣。
And I want to point out three reasons why today's story is an analogy of Our salvation in Jesus Christ.
我们下面从三点来看为什么这个故事是和救恩相是一个救恩的比喻。
So the first thing is the people were sinful.
第一，人是有罪的。
It says our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea.Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known.
在诗篇106:7到八节，我们的祖宗在埃及不明白你的奇事，不纪念你丰盛的慈爱，反倒在红海行了悖逆。然而，他因自己的名拯救他们，为要彰显他的大能。
Do you see how God's people rebelled against God? God's people sinned against God.
大家有没有可以看到神的百姓在这里悖逆了神
They deserve God's wrath. They deserve God's punishment.
他们是应该遭到神的这个愤怒神的惩罚
But God saved them because of his mercies.
但神救了他们因为神是有 怜悯的神。
Just like this verse says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
像这节圣经，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Which leads us to our next point is that God did all the saving.
就引到我们的第二点，就是说神做了所有的这个拯救的工作。
The Israelites, they could not do anything to save themselves.
以色列人他们没法做什么来救他们自己。
Moses said to them, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
这里十三、十四节，摩西对以色列人说，不要惧怕，只管站住。看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了。耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
Basically, God was saying to them through Moses, just watch me save you.
基本上，神就是让摩西对百姓说，你们什么也不需要做，就在那里观看。看我怎样救你们。
And that's the truth, is that we cannot do anything to save ourselves.
对我们来讲也是一样，我们不能做什么来救我们自己。
We need God's help.
我们需要神的帮助。
When Jesus came to the earth, he wanted to communicate, what his kingdom is like. And the first sermon he preached, the Sermon on the Mount, he started with this statement.
当耶稣来到地上，他在向人们来宣扬他天国的消息的时候，他的第一篇讲道就是在这个山上，这个登山宝训。第一节就是这样说。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
The kingdom of God belongs to those who look at themselves and they realize they cannot save themselves.
天国属于那些，就他们看着自己就说，啊，我没法救自己。
I need a savior.
我需要一位救主。
And when it comes to salvation, God alone can save us. We cannot do anything to save ourselves.
所以就救恩来说，神可以救我们，我们没办法救我们自己。
The third thing, God worked through a mediator.
神透过中保来工作。
Look at verse 10. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them, and they were terrified, and they cried out to the Lord.
法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚害惧怕，向耶和华哀求。
And you know the story. They started complaining against God. They started to curse God.
所以大家知道的故事，就是他们开始向神来抱怨，来咒骂神。
Look at something very interesting here. Look at how God responded to the complaints, the sins, the rebellion of the people.
下面很有意思，我们要看一下神是怎样来回答这些抱怨和咒骂的。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me?"
耶和华对摩西说，你为什么向我哀求呢？
It was the people that were complaining, but God says, why are you, Moses, complaining?
是那些百姓在那里抱怨，然后神却对摩西说，你为什么向我哀求呢？
It's as if God was punishing Moses for the people's sins.
好像是神在惩罚摩西为着这些百姓的罪。
It's obvious here that Moses here was innocent.
很明显，摩西在这里好像是没有罪的。
Wait, is there another story in the Bible where God punished the innocent for the sin of the multitude?
在圣经里面是不是还有一个地方是有一位无辜的人受惩罚，却为了一些其他有罪的人呢？
On the cross,
在十字架上，
Jesus cried out, God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在十字架上，耶稣这样哭喊着说，我的神。我的神，为什么离弃我？
See, Jesus alone bore the penalty of our sin.
所以耶稣他一个人就承受我们所有人的罪。
See, in Exodus chapter 14 here, we see a mediator in the middle between God and man.
所以在出埃及记十四节这里，我们看见了一个中间人，就是他在神和人的中间。
Someone who identified with the people so much that their sin was upon him.
所以这个人他被认定是百姓里面的一位，所以百姓的罪都归在他的身上。
At the same time, he was so identified with God that God's power came through him.
从另外一面，他又被认定是神那一边的，所以神的能力就从他身上会出来。
See, in our stories today, we see that Moses was simply a foreshadow of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天可以看到，摩西其实就是在预表耶稣。
See, Jesus was the mediator between God and man.
所以耶稣是在神和人中间的那一位。
Jesus is our advocate.
他是我们的中保。
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to the Father except through Jesus Christ.
耶稣是道路、真理、生命，没有人能够到父那里，若不借着耶稣，没有人能到父那里。
This is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son, Jesus, has life. Whoever does not have Jesus does not have life.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And today, through the story of the Red Sea, it's as if God was speaking to us.
今天借着这个红海的故事，神在对我们讲话。
Those who has not received Jesus yet, open your heart because Jesus Christ, He is our Savior.
那些还没有相信、接受耶稣的人，今天愿你能够打开你的心，因为耶稣是我们的救主。
Through Jesus Christ, we can have eternal life.
借着耶稣，我们可以有永生。
And if we are already a believer, God wants to say to us.
如果我们已经是个信主的。神这样今天这样对我们讲话。
That He is in control, that He is a sovereign God.
他是那位有主权的神，他在一切事情上掌权。
And He wants to take the Red Sea moments of our lives and glorify Himself.
他要用着我们生命中的这个红海的时刻，来荣耀他的名。
Some of you have heard of this person, Johnny Erickson.
大家有没有人知道这个人名字叫 Johnny Erickson?
She is a quadriplegic, which means she's a person who is paralyzed from the neck down.
所以她是四肢瘫痪，就是从脖子以下都瘫痪了。
But in spite of her physical limitations, she's an author, she's a famous speaker.
所以尽管有身体上的限制，但她是一个作家，也是一个讲员。
And whenever she speaks to her audience, her appearance makes people feel very uncomfortable.
当她在给她的听众演讲的时候，她的这个外形会让她的听众感觉很不舒服。
Because her body's limp and her arms and legs would not listen to her and they would dangle and it makes people very awkward.
所以当她坐在那里，她的因为她是瘫痪了，她的手和脚就不听使唤，就在那里好像挂在那边，让他的听众感觉很不舒服。
And she would say to them, "One thing I want you to do is I don't want you to feel sorry for me."
他会对他的听众说，我希望你做一件事情，就是你不要为我而难过。
And so she would go on to tell her story.
然后他就会给他们讲他的故事。
See, Johnny, she grew up in the farm. She loved to ride horses.
Johnny 是从一个农场里长大，他很喜欢骑马。
And Johnny and her sister, they would train their horses and they would go on horse shows.
所以他和他的姐姐会，一起来训马，然后就去参加这个马的这个展览。
One day as they were sleeping, they were awakened by some noises outside.
有一天晚上他们在睡觉时候，被外面的一些声音吵醒了。
And they looked out the window, they saw that their barn was on fire.
他们从窗户看出去，看到他们那个马棚着火了。
Their horses were all in there, and they woke up their daddy. And when they got there, it was too late.
他们的马都在那里面，他们就赶紧把他们爸爸叫醒。但当他们赶去的时候，已经太晚了。
Because the fire was out of control, and they could literally smell the flesh of their horses burning.
但火势已经失去了控制，当他们赶去的时候，就可以闻到这个马肉被烧焦的味道。
And of course, they were all devastated.
他们都非常受打击。
The daddy held them together and said, "Girls, that's okay. Nothing's going to stop us."
这爸爸就把他们都抱在一起说，没关系，什么也不能阻止我们。
We are going to build a new barn, and we're going to get more horses.
我们会建一个新的马棚，我们会得到更多的马。
Which is what happened. Daddy worked hard and he built a new barn.
然后这个爸爸就努力的工作，然后他们就建了一个新的马棚。
A barn that was better than the old barn, and they got more horses.
他们就建了新的马棚，比原来那个旧的更好，而且他们有了更多的马。
One summer day, Johnny and her sister, they went for a ride.
一个夏天，这个 Johnny 和他姐姐出去骑马。
There was a swimming pool nearby, and there was a platform where they could climb up and they could dive off into the swimming pool.
那边有一个游泳池，上面有一个台子，他们可以爬上去，然后从上面跳到这个游泳池里面。
And as usual, they would race to see who gets there first.
像往常一样，他们就比赛，看谁先到哪儿。
Well, on that day, Johnny, she beat her sister to the swimming pool.
在那一天，江妮就赢了她的姐姐，她先到了这个游泳池。
She jumped off her horse.
她从马上跳下来。
She ran to the ladder.
她跑到梯子那里。
She climbed up to the platform.
她爬到那个台子上。
She dove off into the swimming pool.
她从台子上跳到这个游泳池里。
And she smacked her head in the swimming pool because the water was too shallow.
但她的头就撞在这个砸在这个泳池的底下，因为那天水特别浅。
The next moment when she came conscious, she was laying flat in a hospital bed in a hospital robe.
所以当她在恢复意识的时候，她就是穿着这个病人的衣服躺在这个医院的病床上。
She had gone through brain surgery.
她经过了这个脑科的手术。
And she was told that for the rest of her life, she would never be able to use her hands and her legs again.
有人就告诉她说，在她这个余生里面，她就没办法再用她的手和脚了。
Her teenage friends would come to the hospital and visit her.
她那些青少年的朋友都到医院来探访她。
But they did not expect what they would see.
当他们没有预料他们会看见什么。
I guess when you have brain surgery, they shave your head.
我猜当你有这个脑部手术的时候，他们会把你的头发会剃掉。
Her eyes were like big black sockets.
她的眼睛就像那个两个黑黑大大的黑黑的这个洞一样。
She was just so scary to look at.
她看起来就很可怕。
Her friends come and they mean well.
他们的朋友来看她，他们本意是很好。
But they would get so scared of her appearance, they would run out of the hospital room.
但他们一看见那个他的样子就很可怕，他们就从房间里就都跑走了。
One of her friends managed to stay with Johnny.
但有一个朋友就努力地留了下来。
Johnny asked for a favor.
叫你说，你帮我一下忙。
What is it? The friend said.
是什么呢？这朋友说。
Can you get a mirror for me? I want to see myself.
就说你能不能帮我拿一个镜子？我想看看我是什么样子现在。
The friend said, I can't do that.
朋友说，我不能这样做。
Johnny insists, no, I want you to do it. If you're my friend, you let me see myself.
但 Johnny 他一直很坚持，他说，我想让你这样子。如果你是我的朋友的话，你就帮我这个忙。
So the friend got a mirror and put it in front of Johnny.
所以他的朋友就找了一个镜子，
Johnny、
放在这个 Johnny 的眼前。
Looked into the mirror and saw her own reflections.
江妮就看到那个通过镜子就看到了她自己的这个样子。
She said to her friend,
她给她朋友说
Kill me.
杀了我吧。
Kill me now.
现在就杀了我吧。
If I'm going to be like this for the rest of my life,
如果我的一生以后都要像这个样子的话，
kill me now.
现在就杀了我吧。
Her friend said, no, I can't.
他朋友说，
and I won't.
我不会这样。
But I'm here to tell you about Jesus Christ.
但我今天会跟你讲耶稣基督的故事。
Well, that was 50 years ago.
那是五十年前的事情。
Since then, life has not been easy for Johnny.
从那以后， Johnny 的生活不是很简单，不是很容易。
Johnny, she's totally dependent on others.
她完全要依靠其他人。
She has to depend on others to wash her face every morning.
每天早上，她要别人来帮她洗脸。
To bathe her body.
来帮她洗澡。
She can't even scratch her head.
她甚至头，想去挠她的头都不可以。
But she somehow had the strength to keep going.
但不管怎样，她就有这个力量，会一直往前走。
In fact, she literally travels around the world speaking to pastors, leaders.
她就能够全整个世界到处去旅行，然后去跟这些牧师这些领袖们来演讲。
She speaks to Christians, non-Christians.
她对基督徒、非基督徒。
And this is what she does.
这就是她所做的。
She gets wheeled out in front of her audience.
她用轮椅把她推到这个她的观众面前。
She would say, "One thing I want you to do is I don't want you to feel sorry for me."
她说，我要求你们做的一件事情就是你们不要为我感到难过。
Don't feel sorry for me. Why?
为什么不为我感到难过呢？
Because you are looking at a new barn.
因为你们看的是一个新的马棚。
The old barn was destroyed.
旧的马棚已经毁掉了。
The old barn probably looked a little better.
旧的马棚或许看起来好一点。
But I'm here to tell you folks, this new barn is far better than the old barn.
但我今天要告诉你们，这个新的马棚比旧的马棚要好太多了。
Because Jesus Christ now lives in this new barn.
因为耶稣基督现在就住在这个新的马棚里面。
And she would go on to tell her the difference that Jesus Christ makes in her life.
然后她也会继续讲耶稣在她生命中所做的这些改变。
And it's in Jesus Christ she finds hope, she finds strength in living each and every day.
在耶稣里面，她能够发现力量，能发现盼望，能够来过每一天。
My friends, isn't that beautiful?
是不是一个很美好的故事？
Here is someone who allows God to take her resty moments to glorify himself.
这里有这么一位人，他就用他生命中的这个红海的时刻来荣耀神的名。
Sometimes when we're in the Red Sea, we don't understand. Sometimes we will never understand on this side of heaven.
有些时候，当我们在面临这个红海时刻的时候，我们不明白，我们在天堂的另外一边，我们不懂为什么。
But today God wants to remind us, God wants to say to us, do not fear.
但神今天想来提醒我们说，不要惧怕。
Do not lose hope.
不要失去盼望。
Let me do my mighty work in my own way and in my own timing.
让我在你身上做那大能的工作，按照我的时间。
Because I am the creator of heaven and earth.
因为我是那创造天和地的主。
Because I am the beginning and the end.
因为我是开始。
And I am the sovereign God.
我是那位有主权的神。
And you can trust me.
你可以信靠我。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like us to sing a song in response to God's message for us today.
我们今天来唱一首歌，来回应神给我们的这个信息。
As we sing this song, I hope that the words will speak to our hearts.
在我们唱的时候，愿这个歌词能够来对我们心说话。
Let's all stand.
我们大家一起来起立。
有一位神，有 全能创造宇宙万物，也有温柔双手安慰受伤灵魂。有一位神，有权柄审判一切罪恶，也有慈悲体贴人的软弱。有一位神，我们的神，唯一的神，名叫耶和华，有权威荣光，有恩典慈爱，是昔在今在永在的神。有一位神，全能创造宇宙万物，也有温柔双手安慰受伤灵魂。有一位神，高坐在荣耀的宝座，却死在十架就绝人坐落。有一位神，我们的神，唯一神，名叫耶和华，有权威荣光，有恩典慈爱，是昔在今在永在的神。
有一位神，
有一位神，我们的神，唯一的神，名叫耶权威荣光，有恩典慈爱，是昔在今在永在的神。
有一位神，
有一位神，我们的神，唯一的神，名叫耶和华，有权威荣光，恩典慈爱，是昔在今在永在的神。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us today.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你今天对我们讲话。
You know us so well, you know the red seas that we are facing.
你知道很清楚，你知道我们所面临的红海时刻。
You know how much struggle we have in our hearts.
你知道我们心里有多么挣扎。
You know what keeps us up at night? You know what keeps us from sleeping?
你知道什么让我们晚上无法睡眠？
Thank you for reminding us that you are Jehovah God.
主，谢谢你提醒我们，你是耶和华神。
You are the sovereign God who created the heavens and the earth.
你是那位有主权的神，创造了天和地。
Yet you are the God who loved us so much, you died on the cross for our sins.
然而你是那位爱我们的神，你在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
You are the sovereign God. We can trust you.
你是那位有大能的神，我们可以信靠你。
And now, even though the message is over, we pray that your spirit would continue to speak to our hearts.
虽然今天的信息结束，主，我们求你的灵继续对我们讲话。
Help all of us to face the red seas of our lives with courage.
来鼓励我们，提醒我们，来面对我们生命中的这个红海时刻。
With hope,
有盼望
with faith,
有信心
in Jesus Christ we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
大家请坐